is the McDonald House. This is a single family house, or built as a single family house, at 2944 Northeast Cooch. Again, that's sort of an inner east side, turn of the century-ish property. It was built in 1893 with additions that were added between 1901 and 1909. It was designed and built by a builder by the name of Daniel McDonald. Daniel, his wife Katie, and their children lived in the house from 1893 to 1913. And it's during that period, 1893 to 1913, that the house derives its period of significance. As a builder and as sort of a local craftsperson, Daniel McDonald adapted the house to changing understanding of the Queen Anne style. And as the house was added on to, new eclectic details were added. And so the nominator makes a case that this is a property that is significant because it shows the transition of the Queen Anne style, adapting to local conditions and the availability of new and different millwork and sort of design features that you would see in a Queen Anne. I have a number of comments on this nomination that I want to get into, but wanted to show a few photos. Here's the exterior of the property today. As I understand it, there was a basement accessory unit that was added to this building a few years back. Generally, the exterior retains a high degree of integrity from that 1893 to 1913 period. It, on the interior, includes a number of examples of the types of millwork and sort of eclecticism in Queen Anne design that the nominator argues makes it significant. And on the exterior, you see a high level of detail and millwork that would be representative of the period and time on all of its elevations. The building did have some rear additions and changes during that period of significance that are described in the nomination. And I know the nominator is here with us, so I'd love to give her the opportunity to talk in greater detail.
That sounds good. Would the preparer come up?
Jessica Ingeman with Venerable Properties, 1111 Northeast Flanders, number 206, Portland, 97232. So this is my second nomination in this round. Same owner. Very difficult nomination for me in terms of the fact that I had the pressure of this building having been put on the special assessment program, and essentially all I had was an address to work with. So for whoever lucky person got to review this, all of the research and citations that are in the nomination, all the sources, I believe that is it. I literally went anywhere and everywhere. Of course, I would love any further comments or suggestions, but I feel I turned over feedback coming from.
Yeah.
I feel like I turned over just about every rock. So this was an exercise in trying to put all small details together to create the story of what I felt were the most significant aspects of this house. It obviously does have some unique design features. In Shippo's review of the nomination, they were very cautious in suggesting that that the building was eligible, although they had felt it was eligible at the time that they allowed it to go on to special assessment. So from the time that I got those original comments, I did add a lot more to the nomination, and I don't yet know whether that was a sort of enough to perhaps get it across the finish line. So I'm anxious to hear what you have to say. It's a great little house, but it was a very tough one to make the case that it's individually significant.
Thank you. And who did get the fun assignment to review this?
Yeah, and I'm probably the wrong person to review it because I'm an architect and not a planner. So that was my first, as I was reading it, and again, having worked off of a lot of National Register nominations, and often many of them are written, you know, it's like one page for like this very significant historic building. So I thought it was very thorough. I could see a lot of work had gone into it. Reading between the lines, I kept looking at the, you know, at the sort of the narrative and the photographs, and I can see how it might have been kind of hard to nominate it, in the sense it wasn't, you know, the criterion C, property embodies the distinctive characteristics of a tight period or method of construction, or represents the work of a master, or possesses a high artistic value as it represents a significant and distinguishable entity whose components lack individual distinction. You sort of feel like if there's like 10 of them in one neighborhood, it would work. So I could sort of see that it was of an effort, because it's got, I mean, it's a great little house, and it's sort of borderline, where maybe it was like twice as big, it wouldn't, I don't know, which isn't fair. Why should make it more valuable? What tipped the scales for me, just so you know, as I was reading through it, and again, it's Queen Anne, but then it was added onto and changed and morphed, and the exteriors were added onto, which is kind of a neat story in the interiors. And I really appreciated kind of you breaking out the stylistic elements and what was added on when. And I feel like I needed several hours to sort of take a photograph and then sort of color what detail was she talking about, because it was hard to keep track. But what was compelling for me was just the amount of historic fabric that you determined was still there, and the fact that it's kind of an example of all these distinct elements that have come together into this one house. And there's a lot of, you still have the windows, you have all that ornamentation. And what I really appreciated how you broke down elements that were added later that were new. I mean, I would have loved like a couple historic photographs. You probably didn't have any. That would have been, you know, to help illustrate all that. You know, I feel like I was convinced, because I kept thinking to myself, well, should this be nominated? And then you're like, well, it's sort of a shame that if it's not nominated and we don't consider this an important, even though it's kind of small and it's a little bit mm-hmm. of a sort of kind of a package of different elements ultimately.
Right.
Anyway, that was my first take on it. And I really appreciated your depth of research. And I mean, you went really far down, you know, your research, and I have absolutely nothing to add to it. And I did appreciate you adding all that, the other various builders. You had a great comparison with other houses and photographs of all those. And again, as an architect going back and maybe trying to recreate the windows and some component, it's nice to have some options. I think you had pattern books listed. So there was a lot of information for me in 100 years I'm asked to add onto this house or whatever.
Right.
It's nice to have that, all that. It was like chock full of information. So
well, that's
I thought
good
it was
to hear.
Great. So,
thank you.
And I had a few other minor little, like missing word or something, but so insignificant and probably. And I'll just send those to.
Great. I know Brandon has some copy edits too that I'll be picking up. So.
Yeah.
Before we continue, I am gonna ask if anyone would like to comment on this nomination. Do we have anybody in the audience? No.
I did have a couple of comments.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay,
Charminer. I struggled with what Commissioner Foti struggled with. That mm-hmm. this is it's a stretch, I think, for defining that historic significance. I think you made a great argument for the integrity of the building. And I think that I didn't only show two photos here, but it's worth looking at the nomination to see the detail and the eclecticism that's present here. And so for me, there's a strong argument there. I do have, and I'll provide to Jessica my copy edits. I thought this especially the first section seven, needed some copy editing, which I'll provide. And I hand wrote mine, so I won't put that in the commission's letter. I'll just hand them off, but note that we did that. I did want a little more information in the comparative analysis. I don't know if that was something, Maya, that you struggle with as well, and or an ad or directory listing for McDonald. I kept wanting to just see something about him being a builder at some point in the period, just to add one visual historic reference, even if we don't have photos or documentation.
That I can do.
I thought that could be a helpful help connect the dots for me, just to see if there is something from the period that's evident here. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, I think especially too, as an example of a house that's added density and that has, you know, sort of an evolving life that's for the last 100 years continued on, but still retains this type of integrity. I was pretty happy with the details.
Can I put you on the spot, Brandon, and ask, you know, if you believe the nomination is worthy of going on the National Register.
I think we have a challenge with the special assessment. You know, I think that work that's been completed that I think we would all agree is good work mm-hmm. relies on its listing in the National Register. Mm-hmm. And so that that good work that's happened that I think supports the goals of what we're trying to get historic preservation to achieve in Portland would lead me to say yes. Mm-hmm. So I will leave it at that.
Thank you.
But your original slide indicated that that wouldn't be something that we should consider, right? I mean, my understanding is that you asked us to consider
the regulatory effects. I think that's right. I mean, I think in this case, the State Historic Preservation Office made a determination that it was eligible for listing mm-hmm. and provided state tax incentive dollars to allow for building rehab and restoration. And so I think that that early determination put us on a path that said it was eligible.
And just a quick question for the former Commissioner Engelman. You mentioned that there are two of these structures that you wound up having to deal with after they'd already been put on the special assessment program. How long did you have? Like, did they not?
It's a 2-year window that you have to listen, although we're probably only a hair over 1 year into it, because we're probably a little bit farther now. But by the time I turn these in, you know, you almost have to allow a whole year to get it actually listed. Yeah.
But so in terms of preparing the since you didn't have any materials from a multiple property listing or anything else, you had to do all this research in a very short period of time.
Right. Yep. I mean, it took me months, but it felt like mm-hmm. a short period of time.
I see. Thank you.
Yep.
And remind me again, so was this one of the earliest houses in that area?
It is.
Yep. I would just note, I live on the east side of Tabor, and there's really nothing, very little historic where we live. But there's one house that the rumor is that it was built by the builder of Pittock Mansion, and it's a really pretty little historic mansion-like building set up high.
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, I don't know if you know which one it is.
Exactly.
And, you know, for me, and I think for the neighborhood, nothing else is historic. It's kind of, sort of grounds our neighborhood. And it kind of reminds you that there was construction here, even though the rest of everything else was built in like the 60s and the 70s. And I think that's kind of an important component to sort of remind you where that was the neighborhood. And so I think in that it's quite important, where that building may not be important in and of itself, where it's located when it was built and how its stature in the community now makes it very important. I don't know how you can weave that in.
I think I could add at least a sentence or two that makes that a little bit more clear. I mean, the neighboring homes aren't, they're not that much newer. It's not like the 60s
right.
versus the 20s.
Right.
Most of the houses that are surrounding it are aligned with when the building was added onto. But in terms of what is this, Hawthorne's first edition? I'm blanking on the edition name, but it was one of the first homes mm-hmm. to be built there at that, what was far kind of East County mm-hmm. At the turn of the century, or just before the turn of the century. Yep.
And I think in 100 years, 200 years, when people are looking back, that'll be important, I think,
yep.
for that neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll add one more piece of context to Chair Miner's putting me on the spot, and that's that I think that the State Historic Preservation Office, when a project is approved for special assessment, you know, I think that their professional judgment gives that application some real consideration. And so it would be hard for me to disagree with that early determination from SHPO.
Yeah.
I'll also add that I believe SHPO is changing their procedures related to special assessment applications, whereas at the time these two were accepted, I believe they were doing a more informal review. And now I think they are going to at least require a full historic resources record submission, if not some sort of draft nomination before they accept properties into special assessment. Because this won't be the first time there has been some tension around a building getting on the National Register and needing that designation in order to maintain their benefit for all the great work that they've done.
Good point.
Interesting.
And I'm glad to hear that. I didn't realize that they were going to be requiring more for properties that aren't already designated. So
they haven't. Yeah. They didn't specifically tell me what the new procedure was going to be, just that they were going to be requiring more documentation in order for buildings that are not designated at the time of special assessment application to get on the program.
Okay.
So I nominate, based on our conversation, that that we move this nomination forward and approve it. So that's one. And do I have agreement?
I mean, I definitely join you in recommending approval. You know, as the body who's just recommending to the SACHB, I feel like they're probably going to be asking some hard questions at the hearing next week. And I, you know, I do have some concerns, but I also feel like in light of the work that this owner has done, and it is a lovely little house. I guess I'm concerned that, you know, it could have another level of rarity or of significance to it. But I, you know, those things also can come out in future. And, you know, there could be some more information that we don't know yet. So that could be another thing that could happen. So. So yes, I support this nomination moving forward.
As do I.
Great. Thank you very much.